In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Hey, we are in the middle of the season of battle. We are in the middle of the season of penance, in the middle of the season of Lent, and this day is called Rejoice Sunday, Laetare Sunday. And if we look through the year of the sacred liturgy, we'll find two Sundays of rejoicing. One small cause of joy, which is in the season of Advent, a season of small suffering. And another, a great cause of joy, which is this Sunday today, in the season of greater suffering, the season of Lent. And so today, a contemplation of where our joy comes from. If we look at the Gospel today, it is a very joyful day. It is a day in which 5,000 people attend the sermon of Jesus Christ. And they are very happy because He performed a miracle and gave them bread. And all 5,000 want to make our Lord into a king. It is a day of rejoicing. We know that God became man in order to take His place as king. And today the Jews want to make Him a king. And they are all very happy and proud of Him and ready to follow Him against the Romans. The people are happy, but our Lord Jesus Christ is not happy. The people are ready to make Him a king, but He is not ready to be their king. And therefore, He runs away from them. Christ, who is fearless in the face of the devil, Christ, who is fearless in the face of His enemies, runs away from this happy crowd and hides Himself in a mountain alone. Christ hides Himself in a mountain alone. He is not ready to rejoice as the world rejoices. He is not happy. You boys, sit down. Get over here. Get them over there. This kind of joy does not last because it is friends getting together only for a good time. Those people are in the crowd, and they like the bread that Christ made. And they are ready to serve a king who will give them money, and a king that will give them bread, and a king that will give them pleasure. Bishop Sheen says, we have two choices when it comes to joy. We can either have our joy now, as when we drink our wine and drink our beer, and then in the morning the headache. Or we can have our headache now and then have an everlasting joy later. There is no Rejoice Sunday during the season of Christmas. There's no Rejoice Sunday during the season of Easter. There is no Rejoice Sunday in any of the so-called happy times of the year. And it says in the introit today of the Mass, Rejoice, O Jerusalem, and come together all you that love her. Rejoice with joy, you that have been in sorrow. And therefore, Isaiah tells us, and our Holy Mother, the Church, that joy only comes from two sources, the love of Jerusalem and being in sorrow. Our joy comes from another source. Firstly, the love of Jerusalem, which means the love of the Church, and the love of souls. And remember that our Lord, when He came into this world, or rather when St. Peter was nearing His death, St. Peter left Rome, and he was going to escape his own crucifixion. And our Lord came to St. Peter, and St. Peter saw our Lord walking into the city of Rome. And Peter asked our Lord, Lord, where are you going? And the Lord said, I am going to Jerusalem to be crucified again. He did not say, I am going to Rome. He said, I am going to Jerusalem to be crucified again. And by this Jerusalem, our Lord Jesus Christ meant, I am going to be crucified for the love of souls, for the salvation of men. When St. John Brito was going to be killed for the faith, he said that I shall die for the faith, but none of my catechists shall die. And with great joy, he ran to the place of execution. And even the Hindus who were watching John Brito They said that they had never seen such joy, such peace, such happiness in a human face. And he said, I wish to die. I wish to shed my blood that there may be the salvation of souls and there may be many children of the faith in Tamil Nadu. And therefore, we see in all the lives of all the martyrs that they were filled with such joy, such great happiness as they went to die for Christ. The great fear of St. Andrew the Apostle was that he would die naturally. He was terrified to die without martyrdom. And St. Andrew's only joy and only prayer was to die upon a cross. And remember, as we told you before, that when Andrew was hanging on that cross, he hung for 3 days. And during 3 days, he sang with such joy. And he said, look how happy I am. Look how happy I am. Become a follower of Christ, and you may get one of these crosses too. And the young priest, St. Anthony, your great saint whom you love here in India, the young priest, St. Anthony, had learned of the Franciscan martyrs in Africa. And he said, I will become a Franciscan, but on one condition, you must guarantee me that I will die a martyr. The happiest day in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ is called Good Friday, the day on which he was able to suffer for our sins, able to take away our pain through his cross. Now on the day that you get married, in the traditional rite, there is an exhortation that the priest gives. And then that exhortation, the priest says, in your marriage, you must love one another. But to remain faithful in love, you must sacrifice. And sacrifice is difficult. But then the priest says, but love makes sacrifice easy. And when love becomes perfect, the sacrifice becomes a joy. When we love without conditions, and when we love even when we are hated, we are guaranteed a life of rejoicing. And in the second part of the book of Isaiah on rejoicing, he says, rejoice with joy also you that have been in sorrow. There are many beautiful things that happen to our hearts when we are in sorrow. Isaiah says, gather close together. And we find that when people are in sorrow, they gather more closely together than when they gather in joy. When a child is in the arms of his mother, he plays happily and he sits in her arms. But if there is a terror or something that scares the child embraces the mother tightly and cannot be separated from her. And hence we find that when we are in sorrow, we are closer than when we are in joy. The rejoicing of the Catholic is contagious and is in all situations. It cannot be taken away. The first rejoicing, we rejoice because we love Jerusalem. The second rejoicing, we rejoice because we are sorrowful. That is why our Lord said on Holy Thursday night, you shall be sorrowful when I am crucified, but then a little while I shall return, and you shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you. When we are in sorrow, we receive wounds. And this is the foundation of the rejoicing of the soldier and the foundation of the rejoicing of the sportsman. If you are playing your game of cricket and it is the last wicket and you are down 300 runs and the last batsman wins with 301 runs, there is great rejoicing because of the difficulty overcome. So when we are faithful in sorrow, we have great cause for rejoicing. And remember that those who have not scars, those who have not wounds, cannot have followed Jesus Christ. And when we follow him with scars and wounds, we will carry these as our great glory for all eternity. When we go to heaven, one of the great saints that we will meet is Jacob of the Old Testament. And you will notice in heaven how everybody's body is perfect, and everyone walks perfectly except for Jacob. Jacob will walk with a limp. And when we ask Jacob, why is it that you limp? With great pride, Jacob will say, I fought with an angel. What did you fight? He will tell us that he fought with an angel one night. And in the morning, the angel touched his hip with his finger. And his hip shrank. And the angel gave him a new name, the name of Israel, the name of our salvation. You know that when you are baptized, our Lord Jesus Christ gives you a new name. When you come into the church, you have another name, one given by the devil. But when you come into this church and you are baptized, you get a new name. And it is the name of salvation. It is the name of one who will persevere in sorrow. The greatest reason for rejoicing in sorrow is that when we are in great sorrow, we cling tight to our mother. And our mother is the mother of God. And if we cling tight to her, we can only have great joy in our hearts. When you have the sorrow of a difficult husband, you have the sorrow of troubles in your life, you have the sorrow of evils even in your heart that you are trying to eradicate, cling tight to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she will turn those sorrows into joy. Love souls, love the church, love the Blessed Virgin Mary, and don't be afraid of sorrows. And God bless you all, and the Father and the Son.